Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Forget it. I'll do it live. I said, forget it. I'll do it live.
Well, Bill O'Reilly, we do it live every day. We were just talking about that video. It's been out for a year where he blows up, is cussing and screaming and everybody. Right before he goes live, then they go live, and he suddenly on TV goes, hello, and that's it for tonight. We'll take you out with the music of Sting and the Police or whatever. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I am fired up for some reason. We are going into very dangerous waters, very scary waters. A lot of bad things are happening around the world, but also some good things are happening. People are waking up to tyranny all across the globe. And so I guess things have to get bad before humanity can shine, before people can rediscover liberty and freedom and find out why it was so important. Because the alternative is darkest tyranny. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours today, and we only have one guest because I want to be able to open the phones up yet again for the listeners. And I want to just put out the note here that first-time callers will go to the head of the line. And I would love to get reports from all over the world. I would love to hear about what do you think is going to happen coming into the new year from France and Japan and China and South Africa and Mexico and Venezuela, Nicaragua, Jamaica, Deutschland, Switzerland, Ireland, England, Canada, Iceland. The list goes on and on. I want to hear from people all over the world today. And I am going to your calls when I start the next segment at 1-800-259-9231. I did okay taking a lot of calls yesterday, but not as many as I wanted to. Today we are going to do it because it is the last transmission of the year. It is December 31st, 2008. My last live broadcast of a tumultuous year, and I want the listeners, the great listeners of this show, to have a chance to be involved on air. We're launching a lot of new initiatives against the New World Order going into the new year. There's no doubt we're going to have a worldwide depression that will become apparent to everyone in 2009. But, you know, our forebears, whether they be black, white, doesn't matter, went through a lot. And adversity is what builds character. Plenty breeds decadence and monstrous creatures. So whereas I don't look forward to what we are going into, I know that it will be a cleansing, purative thing overall in the final equation for all of us. So last transmission of the year, ladies and gentlemen, 1-800-259-9231, with a smattering of important news and information throughout the show. We have the Pennsylvania Independent Consumers Farmers Association head joining us. The Amish can't come on because it's against their religion to be involved in technology when they're SWAT teamed over giving milk to their neighbors. The Mennonites can't do it either. The other Christian family, whose son's been in Iraq 2 tours, even that isn't enough for the New World Order. They got SWAT teamed for selling eggs without a license. So total tyranny coming in. We're going to talk to him coming up in about an hour and a half. But I want to open the phones up. He's only on with us for 30 minutes, but it's an important subject, so I want to go over what's happening all over the country, but particularly in Pennsylvania. So that is coming up. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about the news, the main news we'll be covering today, and then we're going directly to your calls. I want to hear from everybody out there. I want to hear from knowledgeable folks. If you're completely stoned and having trouble talking, we don't want you to call. 1-800-259-9231. Neocon Bolton says Gaza conflict may result in U.S. attack on Iran. He said that on Fox News. That's just some of what's coming up. Stay with us. Infowars.com.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Sit down, shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Phase 1 of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase 1 is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase 2 of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, I said that I was going to go to your phone calls, but just too much is happening too quickly. It's too insane. I need to make a film called Cops Gone Wild or something. You know, I told you that an APD officer two nights ago, Monday night, I was leaving at 11:15 from the office. I see a cop car fly by about 80 miles an hour, didn't have his cherries on. I look down the access road of 290, three lanes there, and there I see, you know, way down the road, headlights, plenty of time, I mean, an old lady would have pulled out. You know, this was plenty of time. I pull out. The cop car comes flying up. You know, after I've already been driving for about 30, 40 seconds, flies up. I mean, even though he was going real fast, took him a while to get there, flies right up on my hind end. I mean, right up on my hind end, almost hitting me. And he's there for about 15, 20 seconds. And then he pulls around violently, almost runs into my car, comes up, you know, just within inches of my car, up beside me on the passenger side, and then shines a spotlight in my face, and then just violently whips in front of me and goes off, tearing off down the road. And then I get up on the access ramp and look way up ahead and see the cop that was ahead of him. He exits off or stays on the exit ramp. The other one flies off and gets right up on the hind end of another car, and then that car gets out of their way, and then he goes flying down the road. Yesterday afternoon, about 4:30, I get on the 290 to go home, and this time they had their flashers on. It was a big white, looked like Ford Explorer with lights in the grill, just driving about 90 miles an hour. And I saw that there was a guy on a motorcycle. You know, now it's a half mile ahead of me, and he doesn't see it's a cop car. He's just driving along, just comes right up on the guy's hind end, almost runs him over. And so he gets over in the other lane. There were no cars in the middle lane. The cops were literally having a psychopathic power trip, an orgy of power pleasure, and almost ran down the motorcycle. So I'd forgotten about that. Why am I freaking out? Paul Hartman, who runs PrisonPlanet.tv, you know, the live feeds we're doing here and does some IT work, he gets in at 11 every day. He runs in, he goes, did you hear about Jeff Ward hyperventilating? And I guess everybody else in Austin's heard about this. It's on TV, it's on radio. I don't pay attention to local news. I mean, I'm not omnipresent. Jeff Ward, who is a pretty mainline, I'd call him conservative libertarian talk show host. You know, he's the number one talk show host here in town on 590 AM. Yesterday, he hung up on somebody or disagreed with him, and it was a cop. And the cop stormed the building with a gun, and it's huge news, having some type of psychopathic break. And now I've got the... Listen, I want Mark Caesar, the program director, on. I want him on. His show just ended. I want him on. And Jeff Ward better come on this show. You know, he's my neighbor. I live near him. He lives in the same neighborhood. I'm going to go over to his house. I want Jeff Ward to come on this show. You know, this is a guy who's gone along, kisses up to the police, kisses up to the system, and now the police, and let me tell you why this is happening. I guarantee you this guy's going to be an Iraq vet. These guys have served 3-4 tours. Their minds. I mean, one tour in World War I would put about half the men in the funny farm. Shell-shocked. They found that you could only send somebody in World War II in Korea to 1 year service, and then most of those men ended up having major medical problems, all sorts of psychological problems. Folks, we got cops that have been 3, 4, 5 tours. I mean, I see articles every day where they're killing their families, killing people, murdering people, running around on shooting sprees, but then it's always kept real quiet. You know, if Santa Claus goes and kills 9 people, it's huge news, and it should be. But when the cop goes and kills 3 or 4 people or whatever in Garland or in Maryland last week, oh, it's no big deal. Now, you just ran in and told me this guy was a cop, and that's what the news was reporting last night. Is that the case? Because I was just told about this. The point is, this is all just crazy, so we'll see what happened. Yes. Oh, again, used to be a DPS officer. Just like this guy that killed and shot the people up in Garland last week was a cop who they kicked out. Because they're nuts, man. They're nuts. I mean, I'm watching cops almost run people down every day. I bet I can go up on 290 and watch them driving like they're Speed Racer. He's a demon. He's a demon on wheels. And it's powerful Mach 5. Go, Speed Racer. Go, Speed Racer. Go, Speed Racer, go. And when the odds are against him. Hey, pull me up the Speed Racer theme song. Go to YouTube. Oh, my God, help me. I can't handle this. I mean, I'm even trying to deny this, and it does say right here. These people are out of their minds. This is what tyranny is. It's when psychopathic criminals and nutcases get in control of your government. It happens 99% of the time. Police say a man concealing a weapon walked into the KLBJ radio station demanding to speak to radio talk show host Jeff Ward Tuesday afternoon. According to the spokesman with the Austin Police Department, a man by the name of Rocky Perez Lopez asked to speak with Jeff Ward at approximately 2:45 p.m. today, Tuesday. When Ward was unable, police say the individual was led into the conference room to speak with one of the producers. Because the guy says, I'm a cop, and everybody just wets their pants. Oh, my God, you're a cop. You know, I mean, they claim you have to follow any officer's order. Well, they'll tell you, I order you to tell me what you're doing. Oh, you didn't, I'm taking you to jail. No Fifth Amendment. I mean, what's next? You order me to mow your lawn? I mean, they say that the president is above the law and can order torture. Well, can he order barbecuing children? No. Police say Lopez then went on a tirade discussing his anger about the government. Lopez then said he was getting ready to go postal, according to police. After saying this to the individuals in the conference room, police say he lifted up his shirt, revealing a gun stuck in the waistband of his pants. At the time, police were called to the scene where they learned from the receptionist that Perez had visited the station earlier that morning demanding to speak to Jeff Ward. Why did they let him in there? Why did they let him in there? Better not come around when I'm up there at the office. I'll tell you that right now. I'm telling you right now, man. Don't come around this office. You come in here with a gun. Oh, boy. I tell you what, man. Perez also said he used to be a DPS officer and worked security detail. APD followed up on the statements and confirmed that Perez told the truth about his history. See, the headline should be, former cop goes nuts. Perez fled the scene and police showed up at his home in South Austin. While awaiting for Perez outside, Perez drove his vehicle out of the garage and down the road. Police followed in pursuit and caught him in a parking lot of a Sunset Valley Home Depot store. That's down the street from here. That's right down the street from here. Perez was charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, according to Travis County website. No one was hurt at KLBJ. Unbelievable. No one was hurt at KLBJ or through the pursuit for Rocky Perez. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, well, let's get this up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. You can go to KI.TV. They've got it.
He's up and flying as he guns a car around the track. He's jamming down the pedal like he's never coming back. Adventure's waiting just ahead. Go Speed Racer, go Speed Racer, go Speed Racer, go!
I want the first part about, he's a demon on wheels. Go Speed Racer, go Speed, I mean, I'm not going to have fun. There's psycho cops just, rah, just rampaging down the road in their powerful Mach 5s. Unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. Absolutely unbelievable. Oh, my gosh. All right, I'm going to come back and go to your calls. And there's so much news. We got psychopath Bolton saying they want to attack Iran now. I mean, this is all just insane. This is all completely insane.
Speed Racer, he's a demon on wheels. He's a demon and he's gonna be chasing after someone. He's gaining on you, so you better look alive. He's busy revving up the powerful Mach 5. And when the odds are against him and they're dangerous work to do, bet your life, Speed Racer.
And literally, I'm watching this cop. It was going over 80 yesterday. There's nothing, there's no markings on the car other than cherries flashing. It's a big unmarked white Ford Expedition. And I'm in the slow lane. It flies by me. Other people are trying to get out of the way. And way up ahead, I'm watching, there's a guy on a motorcycle. He doesn't see the cop racing up, probably going 90, actually. The guy that almost ran me down was going about 80. And all of a sudden, you can't see the motorcycle anymore because and you see the car slow down. And the motorcycle barely makes it out of the way. And the cop had a whole lane open in the middle. But you just better keep your eyes open, bowing down to police at all times, because if you don't get out of their way instantly, even when their lights are off, they are going to try to run you off the road. inject more steroids, drink some whiskey, and howl Hitler!
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at FindOneFindAll.com. That's FindOneFindAll.com.
Uh-oh, here comes the APD.
Here comes Speed Racer. He's a demon on wheels. He's a demon and he's gonna be chasing after someone.
Oh, yeah.
He's gaining on you, so you better look alive. He's busy revving up the powerful Mach 5. And when the odds are against him and there's dangerous work to do, bet your life's eraser, see it through. Go Speed Racer, go Speed Racer, go Speed Racer.
Red Racer come right up on your tail without having their lights on, as if running you off the road isn't enough. They then shine a light in your face just to let you know that you're scum slaves. And then if you're a talk show host and they don't like you, I guess they just drop by with their gun and, you know, threaten you. That's how America operates now. I guess that's how these things go. Again, I'm not trying to bash the police. I'm watching police basically try to run people off the road every day where I live, and I'm not even looking for this stuff. I got other things to do, okay? But it's out of control. It's out of control. The police are out of control. You know, the crime statistics they don't like to advertise is just how many crimes police are being caught committing. And, you know, I said I'm going to take calls, and I'm going to take your calls right now. I'm going to get reports from all over the world. I want to hear what you think is coming up in 2009. Are you concerned about the economy? How bad do you think it's going to get? There's a bunch of other big developments. I've got some here. Neocon Bolton says Gaza conflict may result in U.S. attack on Iran. Israel mulled proposals for a truce on Wednesday, but ruled out a temporary halt in Gaza offensive as warplanes pounded Hamas targets for a fifth day as the Islamists shot back with rockets. Wall Street faces record losses in the last week of 2008. We'll go over that. The military backpedals on troops in America, but they didn't really do that. Carolyn Harris, great writer for Infowars.com, did a great story breaking down the deception. So we'll go over that for you as well. See, they announced, we're going to have troops running your life, but don't worry, it's constitutional and it won't be that bad. You know, that's the extent of the backpedaling. Using military tactics against us because we're the enemy force, we're the enemy nation that's been occupied, as per announced by NORTHCOM. And they've occupied America. The troops don't completely know that yet. They don't know that the Pentagon openly admits they work for foreign banks. They are a mercenary force sworn to destroy freedom and suck all our pension funds dry. You can face that fact and stop it, or you can suck your thumbs. Ty in Colorado, a first-time caller, then Dan, James, Josh, Maureen, and others. Ty, you're on the air. The final transmission of 2008.
Yeah, Alex, it's great talking to you, man. I got something to report from Denver. It's really pretty different. They're actually showing Aaron Russo's Freedom to Fascism on public TV here.
On Access TV or on the PBS channel?
PBS. KBGI.
Well, oh, great. Tell me about what station it is on cable or TV, and I guess it's broadcast.
It's, I can't remember.
Well, that's okay, Ty, but it sounds like you've got call waiting or something going on there. Oh. Are you still there?
Yeah. It's in it's Denver only, but also Denver Open Media. It's another. It's a public access station, and they've been showing like 911 type shows like that.
Okay, but here's my question: is it showing on PBS?
Yes, it is.
I almost KBDI. Don't want
KBDI.
Say that again.
KBDI, and they've been like selling some kind of package with Aaron Russo's Freedom Fascism and other shows like
that. Yeah, did you say KBDI?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's very exciting. Let me tell you what's happening. And whenever we start having victories, COINTELPRO in our own ranks, feds and allied operatives and camp followers, attack and say, how dare them actually reach the public? How dare them become mainstream and break through? How dare Alex Jones have all these Hollywood TV and movie supporters? How dare them... Exactly. We need to win. We need to take over the culture. The New World Order's taken over our culture of liberty and freedom and the Republic. We have to kick them back out. We have to understand we can become mainstream. We can make our ideas of freedom and liberty and anti-war and pro self-defense and sovereignty, that can take over. But we have to have an attitude of victory. We have to have an attitude of we're the winners, we're the cutting edge, we're the future, because by the way, we are. We're the future's only hope. So when we have that attitude, people will then come to us instead of acting like little sneaky losers hiding out behind the barn. We'll be right back. Stay with us. More of your phone calls straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold grind.
I live back in the woods, you see. It's a woman, the kids, and dogs in me.
And the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown.
All right, we're going back to your calls. Dan, James, Josh, John, George, many others. Woods, you see. 1-800-259-9231.
I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive.
We got Jaron Neihart, who's working with us in here. He also works over at KLBJ producing and board hopping. And he just got in, works in here part-time. And he's got more of the story. We've actually also got the clip. The report that was given by Thomas McDonald. He's a fellow when George Norrie's in town that runs the show for George and I. Well, George actually board ops his own show, but Thomas is always up there when I'm co-hosting the show with George Norrie. But he's also the daytime producer down there with Jeff Ward. So he's the guy that was confronted, and I didn't know. Jaron just got here, and he's talked to Thomas McDonald. I came into the mix on this whole thing just briefly with this story. It's on CBS TV, KITV.com. It's on all the major news here. Former DPS officer walks into KLBJ AM with gun. And it appears that when my name came up is when the gun came out. That's always good to hear. That's always nice. I'm sorry, officer. I've asked you not
drink the fluoride and not give your children shots of mercury. I know I'm sorry. I explained that foreign bankers have seized the country. I understand I'm evil. I just seem to think you guys are a little bit out of control sometimes. Not all the state police. A lot of them are nice, actually. They let me out of quite a few tickets. But the point is that we have Jaron Neihardt in here with us. Jaron, tell us exactly, I mean, you talked to him personally, what Thomas McDonald, the producer who was confronted by this guy, this was also in the main area with some other witnesses, what exactly was said, what exactly happened?
About an hour after it happened, I walked into the studio, saw the cops outside, walked inside and asked Thomas what the deal was. He said, well, guy showed me a gun. I said, well, tell me the story. So the account from Thomas was that the gentleman came in, wanted to talk to Jeff Ward. Thomas pulled him aside to speak with him. He said you couldn't talk to Jeff Ward. He's not in.
All right, let me stop you there. How did he get through the security door? I mean, why did they let him in?
Well, Thomas said he took him to a conference room, which is you can walk into the lobby, obviously, and request anything. I guess he took it on himself to go out past the security. You need the little passcode to get into the studio area. He went outside of that. To a conference room to just talk to him, see what he wanted.
Oh, so he let him in the conference room.
Yeah, before the gun was shown, apparently.
Oh, so he got in the open conference room right there in the side by the sales office.
Exactly.
He didn't let him in the main room.
No, he was asking to talk to Jeff Ward, so Thomas went out there to talk to him, see what he wanted. From what Thomas said, the guy was very, very concerned that the DPS was tracking him, following him, very concerned, very worried. That's when Thomas said, you know, Jeff's not in. You can't talk to him, but we have a show, Alex Jones show on Sunday you should call into. And the guy's point was he just wants to be heard. Once your name came up, from what Thomas said, is when he pulled up his shirt, showed a gun, and then said that he might go postal, or he feels like going postal.
Now was Jeff Ward there yesterday, or is he on vacation?
No, he's there, but he comes in about 3 o'clock, so this was about 2 o'clock.
But he's not there today?
I should be there today. I haven't heard anything other than that.
Well, he needs to come on this show.
That'd be great.
I mean, he's the former UT kicker and NFL kicker and a local talk show host here in Austin, for those who don't know who we're talking about, because I want to specifically, I mean, he may not want to make a big deal out of this to draw more crazies out, but I think it's interesting. So, I mean, I guess the person we want to talk to is Thomas McDonald, I mean, I guess if Jeff wasn't even well, I mean, Jeff had to be there. He was about to go on air in 15 minutes. I guess he was in the back.
Well, he usually walks in right about the time the show starts. But Thomas, from what Thomas said, this is about 2 o'clock. So this happened before Jeff got there. I know that for a fact.
Okay, so the newspaper's wrong, and it wasn't at 2:45.
Could have been around that time, but like I said, Jeff comes in about 3 o'clock. He told me that Thomas was upset when he got there.
Well, no kidding. You got some. I wonder why this guy got kicked out of the DPS. And see, this is the type of guy. I'm not saying he did it. This is the type of guy they need to look at for the governor's mansion fire. This is the type of inside job I was talking about. And then when the Texas Monthly interviewed me about that, I kept explaining to them, there's different types of inside jobs. I'm not even necessarily saying. I said 10% chance the state police set fire to this higher up to blame the head of the DPS and kick him out because the head of the DPS was trying to expose the state-run pedophile rings, the Texas Youth Commission. You can't make this stuff up, folks. If you don't believe me, just Google Texas Youth Commission. For those that live in Texas, they know all about it. Giant rape rooms, selling the children. The state police did try to stop that, so they basically set up and ran out the director of the DPS because he wouldn't buckle to the commission the state set up to cover it up. That's the backside on that. So that happened right around then, and they blamed the head of the DPS for the mansion being firebombed when it had two security fences up, and they claimed somebody threw 50 yards a Molotov cocktail. And then it took 18 minutes for the state police to respond when they were in a building on the compound, the wheelhouse, as it's called. So I was saying this is a disgruntled employee. That's probably, I'd say 60% chance, disgruntled security, disgruntled DPS, mentally ill soldier, you know, now DPS. And I said, you know, 40% chance it's some local anarchist. That's on record. That's what I said. And then I said 10% chance it was a total inside job. So this is the kind of guy. I'm not saying he did it. I'm not even saying he's a suspect. This is the kind of guy you look at for firebombing the governor's mansion. These type of people. Nutcase former cops. I'm telling you right now. Jaron, what do you say to that?
What makes the cops so nuts? That's what I'd say to that. Why would we have so many cases of DPS officers flipping out?
Well, the average person can't handle power. I mean, power goes to people's heads. What do they say in Spider-Man? With great power comes great responsibility. And, I mean, we were talking during the break. For folks, I don't know if this is happening in other parts of the country, but is it not Speed Racer out on the highway?
I've seen it a few times. Actually, in Georgetown, had to call the cops on a cop and got no assistance.
Oh, really? What was the lordship doing?
Well, it was actually a retirement community, a kind of golf cart community, and he went past me about 15 miles over the limit. I called 911 to report him, kind of upset about a ticket I got it a little earlier, maybe a little retribution, but I called them, and they wanted my name and information. I said, look, I don't want to get – all I want to do is just report this and have somebody stop it. He's flying past golf carts on a main street. They would not take the report without any of my information. Asked them why they need that. They said, well, we need to verify. I said, look, let me talk to somebody else. They said, we can't let you talk to anybody else, 911 operator, unless you give us your name, first and last name.
But they knew right then, off your cell phone, by the way. That's under the Telecommunications Act of 96. It went into law, was grandfathered, was delayed October 1st, 2001. Well, I mean, I'm not talking about 15 miles over the speed limit in a neighborhood. That's bad enough. I'm talking about no lights on, there's wide open road, and you're not even in the fast lane, and they just want to get up on your butt. And then all of a sudden, you got a crazy cop, almost bumping you. And then they fly around you and almost run into your door. And then that's not enough. They've got to rub it in and shine a light in your face.
I-35.
Here he comes. Here comes Speed Racer. He's a demon on wheels.
All right, ladies and they're out of control in there. They just suddenly went to that. Okay, hey, Jaron, thank you for coming and talking about this. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you. There goes Jaron, ladies and gentlemen. Now, to be specific, I said I want to take a lot of calls. We're going to go to your calls. I'm giving each caller 1 minute, or we'll never get to all of your calls. And I want to get reports from all over the world, from different nations, from France, from Germany, from Japan, from China, from Canada, wherever, about what you're most concerned about in your nation, how the global financial controlled implosion is affecting you, and where you think the next year is going. 1-800-259-9231. Okay, up next is Dan in Georgia. Go ahead, Dan.
Alex, Dan, it's a pleasure to talk to you, and I'm a really big fan of Prison Planet, and I really enjoy your work. And really,
thank you, sir. Thank you.
I just finished reading The Rise of the Fourth Reich, and I'm reading Controlling the Human Mind now. And I was just concerned about the digital TV mandate this February 17th, 2009. I've read articles where they would be able to control the population and the with the technology utilized by HARP and the transmitters. And I just wanted your thoughts on that. And
it is an absolute scientific fact, taught in all major RTF classes at any major university, that subliminal messages in radio, TV, and billboards have been in heavy use for at least 60 years, and the exact oscillation chosen for U.S. televisions was arrived at in the 1950s by the Pentagon in tests that have now been declassified about how to put you into a dream state or a highly suggestible state. Now, with the plasma or the LCD TVs, the high def, it has magnified that. And before, I could watch television and then catch myself every 20 minutes kind of going into zombie mode and drooling. Now, I'll get on the treadmill every day or the stair stepper and watch the TV. That's the only time I really watch it, and literally I feel myself instantly shifting into subconscious mode, and then I have to kind of look away. So it is devastating, and that's only one layer. And I told the story of we were shooting some footage for American Drug War inside the University of Texas Psychology Department building. It was new at the time, about 7 years ago, 6 years ago, and Kevin was first working on that. And so our friend is, let's just say, high up in there. I'm going to leave it at that. That's how we had access. And he would only let us in the unclassified areas. Almost all of it was all, it would say on the door of each lab, that it was a research project of DARPA, and it was all about how to just flicker TV rates, how to mesmerize monkeys. And they also had labs where they bring in men, women. They would do sexual tests where they'd hook all these wires up to their sexual organs. And I'm just getting a tour of this just to see what subliminals would arouse them, because they arouse you and then show you a beer, you know, dripping with, ice cold water and ice cubes drifting down the side, because they know they can trigger certain hormone responses in the brain and put another image on its cells. But this was all Department of Defense. Now, that's just one building crawling, a huge hive, and then you go into the next floor and it'd all be passive retina scanners scanning your eyes from 50 feet away in the stores. And you'd go in the next area and it'd be RFID, you know, and then you go in the next area and it would be sexual arousal through flicker rates. And then I'm not going to get into the monkeys because I don't want to get anybody in trouble. I'm not saying I was allowed to see anything that's restricted or anything. Monkeys chained down with wires into their brains. And that's in another building. They have video feeds of this hell pit. But it's all how to crush America, how to savagely grab your minds. And look at the public. They're like zombies. They're in a trance. Hitting them hard. Hitting them with chemicals in the food and water. Hitting them with the television sets. Just savaging everyone. Go ahead, sir. Does that answer your question?
Yes, it did. And I was just concerned because I remember what happened in 1991 when you had the droves of the Iraqis just surrendering. And, the United States military didn't even fire a shot. So that answers my question. I'm a big fan. It's an honor to talk to you. I enjoy the show. I listen to it every day. We're spreading the truth around, and I appreciate your work.
God bless you, sir. I appreciate the call. You know, the only analogy I have for this is body snatchers. Did you get the body snatcher clips I sent, John? We're going to play that later in the third hour. Please remind me. And I'm not saying that on the solar winds they came from a dying planet to evolve and take over Earth. I'm not saying, please, New York Times, don't say I'm, believing that aliens have attacked. I'm saying it might as well be aliens. It's a subgroup of our own species who is aberrant. It's a class of psychopaths building a hellish world. And they've got the public mesmerized like the body snatchers got them. And no amount of evil in their face will wake them up. They're poisoning us. They're engaging in all sorts of psyops. I mean, what we know they're doing is off the charts evil. And they've got the FBI, the police, the military, the general public, the yuppies that support all this, just ready to do anything the government says, go along with anything. And we are in a psychotronic warfare zone. The Pentagon openly has declared the American people their enemy. NORTHCOM is ruling us. I mean, what do you say to that? I'm going to talk about it later. Let's go ahead and take another phone call here. James in Texas, you're on the air worldwide. Come ahead, James. This is Houston. This is Houston to James. James, are you there? All right, James went bye-bye. Josh in California, go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, sir. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk with you, too. I had a
final transmission of the year. We're having a strong finish. And we're dedicating ourselves to crush the New World Order in the new year.
That's right. Before, you were talking about Roman statecraft. I found that very interesting, and I've grabbed everything that I can on the subject. What books would you recommend that I read?
You know, I read Gibbon's Rise and Fall of the Roman Empire, and because I'm so busy, what I would do is, not having a lot of time to read, because I'll open a good book, at midnight when I get home from my second shift at work, so I'll go home at 4 or 5, see my children, come back at 8 or 9, work till midnight, 2, 3 in the morning sometimes. Anyway, side issue. I'm trying to explain how I do it. I have bought probably, 15 books on tape, CD, of Roman histories, and listen to those in the car, because you'll be surprised how much you're in the car, going to the grocery store, going to the cleaners, going to the hardware store, going to work. And you can listen to a 15-hour book on tape in just a few weeks in your car. So that's what I do. And, there's been so many titles I've read. I read, of course, in high school, The Battle for Gaul. I reread it twice. Those are letters from Julius Caesar back to Rome when he was out on the Germania front and the Gaul front. And then I read some of his other extensive letters online at universities. A lot of these works are online for free. But there's so many titles and so many different perspectives. And there's really three different Roman periods. And I don't claim to be any particular expert on that. I've studied World War II history, probably read 70, 80 books on that. I probably read more than 50 books on British naval history. My wife just gave me another one, Under an Enemy Flag, I believe is the title. She walked in this morning and handed it to me. I haven't read it yet. But have you read The Battle for Gaul? That's a pretty basic primer.
I also got an audiobook because I spent a lot of time in the car, Meditations by Marcus Aurelius. That was pretty amazing.
Yeah, stay there. Let's come back. Let's come back and hear about that. Yeah, Roman historians, it's good to read the originals. Stay with us.
Break the law and you're caught on film.
Practically impossible for police to spot plates that have been treated with the reflective spray. The reflection blinded our camera.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's photo blocker. When properly applied, this revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. And check out the newscast showing the photoblocker in action, proving that the Spray Your Plate's photoblocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
What will you do when the economy collapses, store shelves are empty, and your stored food is gone? How will you feed your family? True self-sufficiency and peace of mind is being able to grow a wide range of crops, ensuring a well-balanced diet for your family. GetSeeds.net is offering 100 different varieties of GM-free vegetable seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You get over 14,000 seeds for only $49. We offer a complete range of seeds, including heirloom tomatoes, old-fashioned beans, carrots, sweet corn, peppers, cucumbers, celery, broccoli, onions, cauliflower, asparagus, spinach, melons, and a whole lot more. This is one of the finest, most affordable seed offers that is on the market today. Variety in your garden means a diverse and healthy diet for your family year-round. So go to GetSeeds.net or call 1-877-394-6657. Supplies are limited, so order today. That's GetSeeds.net or 1-877-394-6657.
Yeah, it freaks me out knowing the real world. Facing reality when it's this crazy, it's this wild, it's hard to deal with. But, I mean, look at the society we live in. Spider goats, human-animal cross-species clones, jet airplanes, computers, pole dancing New World Order devils. We're living in a wild time, ladies and gentlemen, and it's going to get a lot crazier. We live in a society of decadent, slothful diversion. And our humanity is being stripped away from us so that we will accept the mass murder of the New World Order. All right. Let's go back to the calls here. You're reading Reflections by Marcus Aurelius. I haven't read that or listened to that, but I have checked out some of the historians, some of the Roman leaders' writings, some of their memoirs. And again, it's just engrossing to hear about the intrigue, the subterfuge, the secret societies, the decadence of the society, the old Roman class trying to hold it together, the insane god emperors going wild. Please continue with the comments you were making, sir.
Oh, yeah. He was going on about public education, sports, and all this other sort of stuff. And his views are very similar with some of the things that I believe and some of the things that you express on the show. And I thought that would be something that the listeners might like to pick up and check out.
Yeah, why don't you do this? I mean, this is what I just think I want to do, and I know I'll never do it. You ought to grab a few clips of key parts, put them up on YouTube, from that book on tape, and that'll promote their book on tape anyways. You know, grab a few minutes of it, and then we'll play a clip of it on air and plug the book on tape.
That'd be wonderful. I have one more question. You were talking about the 8-year unruly governor and then the savior. Which writing did that come from? That's the one that I'm particularly interested in.
Say that again.
You were talking about how in Rome they'd have an unruly governor for 8 years, right? And he'd come in, be a tyrant, and bringing all this horrible stuff on the people, and then they'd bring in the savior, and then the people would accept more tyranny from the savior. And
What happens, especially. You know, I have almost a photographic memory. If I look at a bill, a piece of legislation, commit it to memory, and then talk about it 3 or 4 times in the next few days, then it becomes lodged in my memory. But things like books on tape or, the cell phone rings, you pick it up and you turn the CD off or the iPod off, it all just kind of mixes all together. I don't remember where I read that, but I've seen similar things to that. And when I was covering it, I was being, kind of broad brush. I don't remember exactly how. Whatever book it was I was reading, it was, an account from the time of tactics they would use with subjugated, controlled populations. And, it was more of a general discussion. It's the same thing if somebody asked me, what is the Caribbean's black slave owning manual about how to break black slaves? I first, probably 10 years ago, saw a footnote about that in a university research article. I don't remember where. I want to say the University of Chicago. Then I Googled it, or whatever search engine, and found the manual itself. And then it talked about how it was translated into English in the 1780s and used and adopted in South Carolina and North Carolina. So I remember all of that, and I remember the tactics used to break slaves, and then I noticed it's the same tactics they use to break up families today, but I don't remember. I mean, so much knowledge, you have the knowledge, but you don't remember even where exactly it came from.
Right, I know what you mean. You read a lot of books.
But, what you're doing now, though, is, look, you're going and reading Roman history, and you're finding it says the things I said it was in there, right?
Right.
Okay, so I just tell folks, don't believe me, just go read some Roman history. And I appreciate your call. We're going to come back in 70 seconds with more of your calls. Transmission continues.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.